Hola, people, it's Anna Marie here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but for the reason, all you handsome men and all you beautiful ladies watching, I'm gonna compliment you and you're gonna like it and it's gonna be good. I know, it's a freaking miracle. There's actual genuine people that exist. It's amazing. Anyways, I'm gonna talk about how the perception is that do blondes have it easier? Do we really, cause I'm going to break some perceptions for you because, let me tell you about my life, and how my life has been a bit of a bee. But yeah, if you look at my company information, my founder story, my life has not been easy, quite challenging. In fact, I will not give up all my privacy, but there's lots of stuff, part of my biography that's been tough. But let's talk about a couple perceptions that happens. So I was having a conversation with one of my clients, one of my mixers, who's in his 50s, and his perception is he thinks I'm a beautiful woman. And so he told me he assumes that someone that looks like me gets asked out all the time. And I told him, well, that sounds really nice, but let me tell you about my life. I've actually officially never had been asked out in person until just recently. And I give that great guy, by the way, I give him credit because he was just like, do you want to get dinner? And I was like, all right. You're like, good guts there. I mean, great guy. I told him, like, I just don't think of you in that way. But thank you. I really respect your guts, you know. I'm going to find him a wife, dang it. But anyways, the point is I told him that and he was really shocked, you know. And I'm like, well, again, that's the perception, you know, like, you know, not everybody is attracted to blondes. Some people are into Hispanics. Some people are into black women. Some people are into Asian women. You know, not everyone is attracted to a blonde with blue eyes. That's ridiculous to assume that. People have their preferences and that's okay. It's okay to have a preference. And I think some people also get into interracial relationships just because they think it's cool and they think that they want to be different, so they just do it, or they want to prove they're open-minded, so then they do that. But there's also genuine, of course, because I've been in an interracial relationship before too, and that was very interracial and intercultural, by the way, and that was genuine. That was purely genuine. So yeah, I'm here to break that perception. Yeah, I'm barely asked out, almost never. What else is there? So let's reflect. I went to a prom or homecoming by myself. The guy friend that I wanted to go with, it's not that he didn't like me. He just said, I like you as a person. I just don't want to go to those dances. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, and then one of my guy friends asked me, I'll go with you. And then I was like, okay. And then I asked him. And then by the time it was almost time for the dance, he told me that he couldn't, go because his parents or something with a tuxedo. Oh my God, it was ridiculous. And then I had to just go by myself. I'm like, oh, whatever. I just want to go boogie. So I just went and like boogied and danced around, and one of my friends had a really bad date, so then we just danced together the whole night long, and then I just went to the bathroom when there were slow songs. I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and I'll be right back, and I just like played with my phone, and then I came back and just like danced with my friends when it was back to a beat. So there's that. That proves that no, it was not easy for me to get a date at all. Let's see here, what else? I had a guy friend. We both clearly had a mutual moment of some possible chemistry or some, you know, a little bit of flirting and things like that. And then after that moment, the couple of days, it just got weird. And I'm just like, what in the world, you know? And then he messaged me on Instant Messenger acting like nothing happened. And then I'm just like, what in the heck? And so I texted him saying, why don't we just talk about what happened, you know? And then he's like, Anna Marie, you're scaring me. And then we just stopped being friends. And then I'm just like, what the heck? Oh my God. That behavior is called being stupid and retarded. Because number one, I did not ask you, do you want to get married? I did not ask you, oh, let's get engaged. I did not ask you, let's go on a date. I said, let's have a freaking conversation. Stop freaking out and chill out over being asked to have a conversation. That is absolutely ridiculous. And you men need to man up and be a real man and deal with your emotions instead of freaking out because a woman says she wants to talk. That's just stupid. That's getting in your own way. And what was the result of that? He lost a really good friend, and then he made himself look like an idiot. He made himself look like a jerk. So was that a smart decision? No. And did I have that easy in that situation? No. So that was ridiculous. So that's a perception there right now.
Did you know that over 71% of Americans are infected with toxic belly bacteria, flooding your stomach without warning, making you fatter? You may be suffering from a common curse called weight loss resistance. The good news is you don't have to do any joint crazy workouts to leave you exhausted and sore. You don't have to starve yourself or eat boring salads every day. You definitely don't have to deprive yourself from sweets that you like on your cheat days, right? We all love those days, eh? Before you go any further, I want you to know it is not your fault. Honestly, the truth has been hidden from you for a reason. It's not because you're lazy or lacking in willpower. It's not because you don't want it bad enough. And it's definitely not because you don't have any discipline. It's simply because you have not tried this amazing apple detox drink. This flushes away the stubborn belly flab. This is the number one answer for women and men. You are not in this alone. Seriously, don't get rubbed from the full energetic life that you deserve. Go to my episode description for an instant discount right now for the apple detox drink. If you're frustrated with the stubborn fat that just won't dang go away, sheesh.
Because I have male roommates, and one of my roommates was telling me he found it hard to believe that I would ever be rejected. I was like, yes, I've been rejected. So yes, I have been rejected. Let's see here. And if you watch that video of the old dating advice doesn't work anymore, where I had the guy friend and he was giving me mixed signals, and one of my married friends was saying, well, he didn't reject you. I'm like, well, it felt like a rejection because number one, when you give mixed signals and you're giving the vibes that like you're checking me out and you'd rather be with me than the girl that you're texting with or whatever in your long distance relationship, that's clearly the vibes that you would rather be with me. And also, if you act like you won the lottery after a gal friend confesses to you that she has feelings for you, that's giving the perception that you got your mojo's hitting for her. And then you act like an idiot and act weird. That makes you look bad. And also, when you give mixed signals, which is really hurtful and also disrespectful to a gal friend that's a very good person, that makes you also look like an idiot. Because you just hurt yourself from getting into something with a woman that could actually treat you good. I know it's a freaking miracle that actually good women exist. I know it's amazing. It's unrealistic. It happens. But you know what? We actually do exist. Some of us actually are raised around a lot of testosterone, and we try to understand men. Or there's some women that try to have guy friends understand men. Or there's some women that just, even though they weren't raised around any testosterone at all, they try to understand men anyways because they're attracted to them and they like them. So I know, God forbid, a woman actually likes men. It's unheard of. It's unrealistic, but it happens. Not all of us are anti-male. So there's that situation. Was that easy for me? No, that was not easy at all. So let's see here, what else is not easy? Oh yeah, and then there's the perception that being a white, fair, blonde, blue-eyed woman cannot be culturally diverse or culturally aware. That's incredibly annoying, insulting, and very degrading. And I'm sometimes tired of hearing people that have the degrees or PhDs or a master's talking about how they know everything in culture, when yet they have barely any life experience to have that. Now, I respect studying that because I've studied things on my own. If you look at my founder's story, I've read up on conflict resolution, cross-cultural communication. And the reason why I did that is to get closer to Korean people and to get closer to the cultural experiences that I have experienced in my life. So what is my life experience with diversity? Well, let's see. When I was young, I was the one of the few, if not the only, young, white, blonde, blue-eyed woman, or young girl, teenager, to be in an all-black theater. Yes, some of us are actually open-minded. It's amazing. Let's see here. There was that, and they embraced me, and they loved me, and I loved them, each and every one of the black people that were in there, because they're cool. The director was trying to be more inclusive. And so my mother encouraged me when she read in the paper, and she said, why don't you join? I was like, sure, why not? Sounds cool. So I joined it. So there's that. That shows that perception. I've been around so much black people in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, that I for me, it's nothing. Being around Black people, you cannot escape it. They are always around. It's a miracle. but yeah, for me, being around Black people is just normal in Cleveland. So let's see here. There's that. We are helped with a Black community with Kwanzaa. Let's see here. There's that. And I hung out with Iranians. I was the only white woman or white person or something at an Iranian New Year's. So there's that cultural experience. Let's see here. Going to Korea, being a minority white person for a long time was incredibly hard to break perceptions a lot and break stereotypes, but I did it and I will continue to do it. So there's that. So yes, I have a lot of life experience. Is there always more? Yes. I have traveled to other places as well. There's always lots of things to learn. There's so many cultures and countries in the world. It's hard to keep up with everything, but I am always open-minded and willingness to learn. So the perception that a fair woman cannot be culturally diverse or be a part of the cultural representation of a society or a university or something like that just because of their skin color, is ridiculous. Experience is what counts. And just because you are trilingual or bilingual doesn't mean you have the skills of cultural competence and have the skills to relate to somebody of another culture. So that doesn't mean anything. One of my friends is trilingual. She's Vietnamese. She's an amazing woman, by the way. I love y'all. She's watching this. She has a hard time with culture all the time. And she's always asking me for advice. Anna Marie, how do I do this? Anna Marie, how do I do this? The people, my advisors at my school cannot help me. You can help me. What advice can you give me? I will give you advice. So there's that perception too. So, don't judge a book by its cover. I'm really sick of hearing that type of thing. And I break stereotypes, perceptions every day. And if it takes me to make 1,000 videos of these or whatever, I will continue to do it, because I'm passionate about this. It gets very frustrating in our society sometimes how you cannot be perceived this way. You cannot be culturally aware. God forbid you are surrounded by culture and you enjoy it and you will like it. There's that. So, I have a lot of a life experience, to share, and I'm passionate about bringing people together, no matter what culture or background you come from. It's really important to being together because division's not solving anything. It's not. It doesn't do any good. Nothing. So there's that perception. So all in all, what is the lesson, everybody? Don't judge a book by its cover. Blondes don't always have it easier. Some blondes might and some blondes don't. So there's my tangent. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. You handsome men and you beautiful women there that are watching. I love ya. And don't forget to check the online shop below to help fund for my business project to reduce the loneliness statistics, and lots of fun ideas I have to make the world a better place. And thank you so much for watching. I appreciate all of the support, all the genuine support. I'm so grateful. And have a good day and good night, y'all people, okay? Bye-bye.